This week's parasha, Parashas Ekev, is the pasuk of Lo Avdu B'Chalav Avchem, which the Gemara in Taina says, "Eza Avedu Shabalev Zu Atfila." This is the source for Tfila. We know there's a halacha by Tfila that it is also for a person to take care of his own needs before davening. It's a Gemara in Brachas, and it's pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. The Asa Las is Chfatzav Kaidim She Yispalal. A person cannot take care of his own needs before he davens. This is a very important halacha, and there's a lot of shilas. You know, can one shower before davening? Can one exercise before davening? A lot of shilas. But let's discuss one today. The Pri Chodesh, here in Eruch Chaim, Simpei Tes, says that people that are nahig to go shopping for Shabbos Friday morning before Shacharis. Now, that would be us or any other day of the week. You can't go shopping on a Tuesday morning before you daven. But people that go on Friday morning before they daven, there definitely is a source for them. There's a smach, like the Mishnah and Megillah says, that we should daven late. The Gemara and Megillah says, you should daven late on Yontif. Why is davening later on Yontif? Because people have to prepare the Suda on Yontif. In the Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any preparation, so there's no need for this. But on Yontif, where you could shech the cow and cook the cow, then you could have late davening. So says the Pri Chodesh, you see from there that when necessary, one may prepare before davening for Shabbos and Yontif. And this is how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Upashu de didavke chfatz of asur. It says a person's not allowed to take care of his own needs. But chefse shamayim, to do needs of Hashem. For instance, mitzvahs, if you have to collect tzedakah, or even to prepare for your own Shabbos meal, is mutter to go on Erev Shabbos before Shacharis. So you have a heter from the Aruch HaShulchan that a person can shop for Shabbos before Shacharis on Friday. But if you look in the Mishnah Brura, it's not so simple. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun says, it depends. If the stores will run out of food, or run out of whatever item you need, and it'll be harder to get later in the day, then by all means, you can go before Shacharis on Friday. But if it makes absolutely no difference, and the stores will have the same stock, whether you go to daven first or you don't go to daven first, then you should daven first. That's what the Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun says. But the Mishnah Brura in Pei Tes says straight out, Liknes tzarche suda barav Shabbos kaidem atfila shari, dechevte shamayim hema. It's you're doing something for Hashem, not for you. So the Mishnah Brura is unclear. In one case, he makes a stipulation whether or not you could buy the food on Friday morning before davening. And in one place, he doesn't. But the Aruch HaShulchan is unequivocal, and he says you may do your shopping for Shabbos before davening on Friday. This week's parasha, Parashas Ekev, we have the parasha of Vahayim Shemaya. So we could discuss a very interesting shiloh when it comes up to Kriya Shema. So we are all familiar that there's something called Zman Kriya Shema. So for instance, at night, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to start Kriya Shema until Tzeis HaKechavim. And during the day, you must complete Kriya Shema by Seif Zman Kriya Shema. Now the shaila is, if a person is reading Kriya Shema not during Zman Kriya Shema. So for instance, let's say you daven at a Mincha Maariv Minyan. And you daven Maariv right after Shkia, and therefore it's not time to read Kriya Shema. Or, for instance, you daven in a shul that, let's say, has a 9 o'clock minyan, and on Shabbos they only get to, you know, Shema or Shechanad by 9:45, etc., sometimes later, and it's after Zman Kriya Shema. So these are instances that we read Kriya Shema, not during the Zman. The question is, does a person have to stipulate specifically? Does a person have to make a tanai that I am not being Yaitse Kriya Shema now? I am just doing it to read the Torah? Or if a person reads Kriya Shema at these times, to be Yaitse Kriya Shema, is that okay? So there's a not so well-known great tzaddik. His name was Reb Shlomo Bloch. He was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, and he was a Mekubal. And he was known as a Baal Meifis. The Chofetz Chaim used to send people to him for brachas. The Chazon Ish used to send people to him for brachas. And he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. This Reb Shlomo Bloch says that the Chofetz Chaim said that a person who reads Kriya Shema not during Zman Kriya Shema. So for instance, you go to a 9 o'clock Minyan Shabbos morning, and you read Kriya Shema at 9:45, and it's after Zman Kriya Shema. If you do it to be Yotze Kriya Shema, you are over the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. You're over the aver of Baal Tosef. And he says that it's not so well known, and not so many people are careful about this. And therefore, a person has to be extremely careful when he's reading Kriya Shema, not during Zman Kriya Shema, to specifically stipulate that I'm doing this to read the Torah and not to be Yotze Kriya Shema. He brings a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a person reads Kriya Shema after Zman Kriya Shema, lehifsid, it's not bad. Ki adam hakar b'tayra. It's only because it's like you're learning Torah. But if you don't specifically stipulate that you're not learning Torah, then you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. Rav Sternbach and Chuvas van Hugges brings that a person should be careful about this and not to enter into a suffix Baal Tosef, and it seems that that's how Rav Sternbach paskins. We'll continue tomorrow. We were discussing yesterday a very interesting halacha in the name of Rav Shlomo Bloch, who said from his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, that if a person reads Kriya Shema when it's not Zman Kriya Shema, he must specifically stipulate that he is not reading Kriya Shema to be Yotze the mitzvah. He's just reading Kriya Shema as if he's reading Torah. Otherwise, he's over on Baal Tosef. So for instance, if a person goes to a 9 o'clock minyan and they get up to Kriya Shema at the Chveis 9:50, 9:45, and that's after his mind Kriya Shema, and he was already Yotze Kriya Shema at home, when he says Kriya Shema and Shul, he must stipulate, at least in his mind, that he's only doing this to say words of Torah and not to be Yotze Kriya Shema. Otherwise, he's over on Baal Tosef, and Rav Sternbach in the Chuvas van Hugges says that a person should actually follow this. But this is not agreed upon by everybody. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in Igros Moshe that it is not Baal Tosef if a person reads Kriya Shema another time. And the Chazon Ish also paskins, it's not Baal Tosef if a person reads Kriya Shema again. And the Chazon Ish says an interesting svara, that when you're doing something that is a mitzvah, and this is a mitzvah, he's reading the Torah, it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Something that is a mitzvah in another category cannot be Baal Tosef in a different category, which means either you're doing something good or you're doing something bad. And if you're doing something good, which is reading the Torah, it's a mitzvah acheres, it's not possible to be Baal Tosef. And therefore, Chazon Ish says a person can read Kriya Shema again and not have to worry about this. And the Divrei Yatzev of the Klaisenberger Rebbe also was asked this question, and he brings a Tosfos. And Tosfos says a person can never be over Baal Tosef when you do a mitzvah twice. And he brings many examples, and this is actually a Tosfos, that first of all, when we blow shofar in Shul and Rosh Hashanah, so we blew shofar, we're Yotze. How do we blow shofar again? Isn't it Baal Tosef? Nope, you can't be over Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah twice. When we shake lulav in the morning in the sukkah, or when we're Yotze with the bracha, and then we shake lulav again during Hallel, why isn't it Baal Tosef? Because you can't be over Baal Tosef doing a mitzvah twice. When we put on tefillin and take off our tefillin and put them back on, why are we not over Baal Tosef? Because you cannot be over Baal Tosef by doing a mitzvah twice. Because of this, the Divrei Yatzev of the Klaisenberger Rebbe paskins, a person may read Kriya Shema, does not have to claim that it's Torah, even if he's already Yotze Kriya Shema, because there's no Baal Tosef for doing a mitzvah twice. So we have three Meir de Kepeskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Chazon Ish, and the Klaisenberger Rebbe all say for different fascinating reasons that you do not have to specifically say that I am reading Kriya Shema as learning Torah. You could read Kriya Shema again and is not a problem of Baal Tosef.